Hey guys, this is Sarah, and I just wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening to Geeks for Justice podcast. Let's get this party started.
Anything is possible. You can remove all obstacles. Anything is possible. Together we are unstoppable.
It's 2012, and this true story happened several years ago. Let it be a reminder that you can do anything, and together we can make a difference.
Anything is possible. You can remove all obstacles. Anything is possible. Together we are unstoppable. You can bring the devil back to hell. Water, peace, middle of the sick made well. Now what are you going to do to make sure your dreams come true?
I'ma tell a little story. It's full of guts and, well, it's gory. But listen close and you will see how a dream can set you free. Be thankful you can breathe and thankful you can speak. That you aren't in a war zone and that you have a home. Civil war unrest in Africa out west. Liberia in shambles with young boys they gamble. Lost limbs full of drugs, young with machine guns. Over control, over hate and over funds. Genocide breaks daily, families on the run. No food, no clothes, no fun. No love, no hope, setting sun. A country of ex-American slaves. Of course it's messed up. No help from the math. And I'm selling them diamonds. What a disaster. But hope came to the woman in a dream. Despite how it may seem, she brought water to her stream. And
anything is possible. You can remove all obstacles. Anything is possible. Together we are unstoppable. You can pray the devil back.
Guys, it's Dr. Sarah here, and I am here with another episode of Geeks for Justice podcast. Today, I am going to be finishing up the 100 Days of Resistance. You can join the resistance at geeksforjustice.com. That's geeks, the number four, justice.com. First off, I just want to say Happy New Year to everybody. This is the year of resistance against injustice. So go ahead and give this a listen, and we'll go through the last 50 steps of things that we can do to stand against Trump and his administration and resist any injustices that they may attempt. You can listen to the podcast here on blogradio.com. You can also listen on Stitcher or Podbean. iTunes will be coming soon. I'm working on that right now to get us up on there. I also highly suggest a few Facebook groups and pages to get involved with. The links are available in part 3 of the 100 Days of Resistance blog. They are the Rebel Alliance, the Hamilton Alliance, Save Santa's Home, and Geeks for Justice. There are a lot of events and things going on, specifically on Geeks for Justice Facebook page. I try to share as many local events there as I can so that people can get more involved. We are also going to be hosting a geeky social justice art show with Watchtower Cafe. That is at 1588 South State Street, and that's going to be in June. So if you're interested in doing that, just get a hold of me. You can contact me at geeksforjustice@gmail.com or message me directly from the Facebook page. But let's get started on these last 50 points, things that we can do to fight Donald Trump and his administration. 51, we need to learn about privilege. Privilege is a social theory that there are special rights or advantages that are only available to particular people or groups of people. So it's commonly used in the context of social inequality. So let's think about age, disability, ethnic or racial category. And let me just say, I hate the term race. We are all one race. We are the human race. I prefer ethnicity when we refer to people of other groups in terms of ethnic background. Privilege also deals with gender, sexual orientation, religion, and social class. So two common examples would be having access to higher education and housing. So privilege can be emotional or psychological, can be about comfort or self-confidence, or having a sense of belonging or worth in society. It really began as an academic concept, but has really become popular outside of academia. It's really important to check our privilege. There's a great little image on part 3 of the blog called Check Your Privilege Bingo. So the more of those you can mark means the more privileged you are. So go ahead and check that out. That's pretty fun to do with your friends and see how privileged you actually are. There are also quizzes online that you can check mark each thing, and you can find out exactly how privileged you are. Number 52. Let's learn how to respond to bigoted or bullying language. There are tons of resources available online. You just Google, how do I respond to a bigot? I do have a link up on the website, but there are a couple of steps. Be ready for it. Think about it in advance. Think about it when you just have a moment to yourself about how are you going to respond if someone acts bigoted towards somebody else. And promise to yourself that you're not going to remain silent if you see it. Ask the person doing the bullying, why do you say that? How did you develop that belief? Engage them. Identify the behavior. Tell them, what I hear you saying is that all women are objects. You seem to be classifying an entire gender in a derogatory way. Is that what I hear you saying? Identify their behavior. Avoid name calling. Don't use loaded terms like jerk or sexist pig. Describe the behavior, not the person. The goal is to communicate. Loaded terms get us nowhere. If we simply call someone a racist or sexist, walls will go up immediately. Appeal to their principles. If someone you know or have a relationship with says something bigoted, say, I've always thought of you as fair-minded, so I'm surprised that you would say something like that. Appeal to their better instincts. We are all very complex, and what they say in one moment is not necessarily an indication of everything they think. It could be just a moment where they weren't thinking clearly. Challenge that. Appeal to their principles. You need to set limits. If you're in the workplace and you hear someone say something, say, my workspace is not a place where I tolerate bigoted remarks, and follow through. Tell them you don't want them to use that specific language when you're around. Even if attitudes don't change, by shutting off bad behavior, we limit its contagion. Fewer people hear it or experience it, it's better. Find an ally or be an ally. Seek out like-minded people. Ask them to support you in whatever ways they can against everyday bigotry, and return the favor. If you're not the first voice to speak up, be the next voice. Always speak up and never be silenced out of fear. And you have to be vigilant. Remember, change usually happens very slowly. We typically take very small steps toward our goals. We're human. Stay prepared. Keep speaking up and don't risk the silence. You can't let bigotry win. Okay? So the next step, excuse me, I'm coughing. Suffering from a little bit of a cold here. Number 53 is learn to thicken your own skin. Don't take things personally if somebody attacks you. Remain calm and use these steps in number 52 to engage the people who respond negatively towards you. Number 54, we have to know the difference between intentions and outcomes. Our intentions don't matter. We can intend to do well. We can intend to be good. We can pray or meditate all we want. But if we don't actually apply our intentions to work toward an actual outcome, we're not going to achieve anything, okay? And there's a great video of intentions versus outcomes matrix on the website. It's from metrosexual.com. It's pronounced metrosexual.com, sorry. They have some great articles as well. I highly recommend their website. Number 55, this is very important. If you see someone being harassed, followed, or bullied, immediately call the police or someone an authority figure. So if you're at the mall and you see somebody being harassed, immediately notify their security or call the police. 56, intersectionality. When I taught gender studies, I put a lot of focus on having my students understand this concept. Essentially, intersectionality is a concept that injustices will often intersect. So if you're a black woman, you have two intersections. You're black and you're female. If you're black, female, and poor, you have three intersections of injustices. And I have a link to a great TED Talk that I highly recommend so that people can understand the importance of intersectionality much more. Number 57, take some time to learn about nonviolent protest. Number 58, learn about wearing a hijab. And if you're brave enough, wear one for a day. I have a link to a book from one of my classmates, Dr. Amy Guimond. She very much focused on Muslim women in her research and dissertation. And she's got a fantastic book that she published herself. It is available on Amazon.com. It's called Exploring Prejudice. And in spring of 2009, Dr. Guimond became intrigued with Islamophobia, and more specifically prejudice and discrimination toward Muslim women. And to get a better understanding of those experiences, she dressed in a hijab for 28 days to experience prejudice towards Muslims firsthand. There may be some triggers in this book, so just please be aware. There is some assault in this book, so please be aware when you read it that it could trigger. It's a very short book. It's very good. I highly, highly recommend it. Amy also very often wears the hijab. Even today, she will go right on airplanes with a hijab just to kind of challenge other people's beliefs. Number 59, divest your personal finances. Now, a lot of people are like, what does that mean? I have no idea what that means. Well, divesting your finances means you take away the power of other companies to use your money for bad. So, for instance, a lot of companies are now divesting in Israel. So people who had a stake in Israel in business, like say they have a warehouse there, they will take the warehouse out of Israel. They will take the money out. If a company is investing in oil or fossil fuels, you can remove your support from that company. Banks, Wells Fargo. You see this a lot with the DAPL. People are divesting their interest in these banks and in these companies that have money put into DAPL. Now, this one may seem weird, but as a military spouse, this is very important. We have to support our military. This may seem antithetical to justice, but the men and women of the military are often fighting to protect us and the rights we have. Support a local military family or spouse by including them and helping family members when the service member is deployed. 61. Learn about or join a union. A lot of people don't understand the concept of unions. They were really started to protect workers' rights. Now, I have a link to the AFL-CIO on the website where you can actually learn about unions. You can learn about collective bargaining and how to form or join a union if you need that. Number 62, host a dinner, invite diverse friends, and start planning action. Just have some friends over and start talking about what you guys can do in the community. Number 63, embrace solar power. Solar power is now the cheapest form of energy in 60 countries, guys. Solar power. Donald Trump and the climate deniers and fossil fuel company backers he's nominated don't want to realize that or refuse to believe it, but the world is passing them by when it comes to developing new sources of power. In nearly 60 lower income countries, the average price of solar energy has dropped $1.65 million per megawatt in 2016, just below wind. That means new energy developments will focus on solar energy rather than wind power. So we really need to subsidize the use of solar energy. I'm seeing a lot of panels being put up on people's houses here in Utah, and I think it's fantastic. Number 64, share your story. If you've been the target of injustice or have witnessed someone being the target of injustice, not only speak out, but share the experience with others. Talk about it. Write about it. Just get that story out there so that we know what's going on, where it's going on. I've seen a lot of videos being posted on Facebook. People are taking videos of when people are being bigoted or being very rude to other people and putting it up on Facebook. And there are consequences for that behavior. And we need to let people know that we won't stand for that. Number 65, read the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So the UDHR, it's a milestone document in the history of human rights. It was drafted by representatives with different legal and cultural backgrounds from all regions of the world and was proclaimed by the UN General Assembly in Paris on the 10th of December in 1948. As a common standard of achievements for all people and nations, it sets out for the first time fundamental rights to be universally protected and has been translated into over 500 languages. I highly recommend people read through this. It's fantastic, and it really outlines what human rights we should all have. 66. Include someone you see being left out, whether that's at work, school, or elsewhere, just ask them to join you. 67. Be a conscious consumer. Know where you're shopping, what you're buying, and the consequences of those choices. 68. Learn about an issue you're not familiar with by researching yourself. If you don't know anything about poverty and the cycles of poverty and what happens, read about it. If you don't know anything about Islam, read about Islam. Just go out and learn. Familiarize yourself with an issue. Put an ally sign up in your office that you are a safe zone. There is an image that I posted on the website that can be used, but if you just look up safe zone sign or ally sign, on Google, you can find a whole bunch of others that are possible to use. Number 70, buy Girl Scout cookies. Not only because they're delicious, oh, Samoas, they're so good, but because they support many social justice ideas when it comes to women and girls. 71, share an article on social justice on your social media feed, and then engage with the people who respond to it. You may have negative results, you may have positive results. Just remember to remain calm, courteous, and you can always delete somebody if they get out of hand. 72, learn about the cycles of oppression. So the cycles of oppression work between a non-target group and a target group. And I've got a great image up on the website so you can see it, what I'm talking about. What happens is we target certain people when we oppress, and they work in cycles against each other. So take a look at that picture. It's a great image. And if you have questions about the cycles of oppression, just let me know. 73, raise money for an organization you support. Host a yard sale and donate all the proceeds to the organization. 74, watch Separate and Unequal. It's a frontline film. It's available on PBS.com or PBS.org. I actually do have a link to it right on the website so you can access it. Talking about the separate and unequal racial divides in American schools, because even though we had Brown versus the Board of Education, we still have issues with schools not being equal. Go through your closet and donate clothes or other goods to the Road Home. They are always looking for items. I actually have a link directly to the Road Home. They're always in need of pillows, towels, coats and jackets, jeans and warm clothes, boots and shoes, socks, underwear, blankets, diapers, baby bottles and formula. They have a huge list of items that you can donate to them and help them out, especially during the winter. They definitely need that additional help. So let's move on to part 4. And we have 25 steps left. 76 is earth care. Think about and start acting in ways that show you care for the earth. Whether it's not starting your car on a cold morning, it's minus 13 degrees here right now with the wind chill, and I didn't start my car up this morning. My poor daughter was bundled up under like 5 blankets in the car because I refused to start the car up this morning. 77, people care. Think about and start acting in ways that show you care for other people. Fair shares, 78. Think about and start acting in ways that show you are fair. 79, perform a random act of kindness. Buy a cup of coffee for the person behind you. Give a meal to a homeless person on the street. Just do something kind for another person. Tell another person you like their shirt. I did that on the train a few days ago. I saw a woman wearing a wonderful Princess Leia shirt, and I said, I love, love, love your shirt. And she smiled, and it made her day, I think, a little bit better. Number 80, read the news from another country. I have found in my studies that sometimes we get a little blinded by American media. I highly recommend if you have a chance to watch news from the BBC, Al Jazeera, just kind of open your mind and watch the news from another country just to make sure that we're getting all sides of the story, because we aren't always doing that with American media. Number 81, learn about Aleppo. Syria has kind of gone to the wayside with the election of Trump, and it is a massive issue right now. Learn about Aleppo. Learn about the refugees who are coming from Syria. It is a major, major issue in regards to social justice right now. 82. Learn about symbolic opposition and show those you oppose that you will not support their policies. Number 83. Sign the Jedi Pledge. I have a link to the Jedi Pledge right on the website. I'm going to read the letter here for you. For too long, aspects of Star Wars fandom have been a wretched hive of scum and villainy. Divisions amongst generations of fans have torn apart the galaxy like the Clone Wars. With the release of Rogue One, even more fans will be coming into the fold of Star Wars, but the level of online harassment is on the rise. As a Jedi Knight of the Rebel Alliance, I pledge to make all fans of Star Wars feel welcome, to welcome new fans and help guide them through Star Wars rather than chide them for being new, to call out bad behavior as we see it, and to ensure everyone feels safe proclaiming that they are a Star Wars fan in any setting, no matter their level of fandom. Rebellions are built on hope, and it is our hope that Star Wars fandom can become the most welcoming and inclusive fandom in the galaxy. So go ahead and click that link, take that Jedi Pledge, and be a good fan, be a good geek. Number 84,
Do not watch the inauguration. Do anything else. Go out, go to a museum, read a book, go see a movie. Just don't watch the inauguration. If we get him low ratings, he's not going to like that very much, and that's a great way to resist. 85. Meditate or pray daily. No, this won't help others, but it will help you stay focused and calm. Meditation and prayer are an important part of self-care. Even if you don't believe in a higher power, just meditation and sitting with your breath or sitting with some calm music can help expand your mind. Number 86, celebrate a different religious holiday. Fast with a friend who is Muslim during Ramadan. Celebrate Passover, Hanukkah. Celebrate Diwali. Diwali is like my newest favorite holiday. I have two coworkers who are from Nepal, and they were telling me all about Diwali, and now I want to celebrate it because it looks so fun. Number 87, host a pledge drive or goods drive at your place of school or work, then donate the goods and money to a worthy local cause. Now, we've spoken about writing letters to the editor, but I want you to write a letter to the editor specifically about justice in your community. Pick a topic and go. 89, campaign for someone running in the midterm elections. 2018 is a big time for midterm elections. I expect everybody to go out and vote and campaign for someone as well. 90, teach a kid to be active in civic participation. You have to teach them to write a letter to the editor or school board. Teach them the importance of voting. Take them to see their local government in action. I think it's incredibly important to include kids in the school board. They're part of the school. They need to know what's going on. Number 91, stay positive. It can be very hard. It's very hard to find something to keep you positive. I've recently stumbled onto a Twitch stream that is amazing with the positivity and good vibes. It's Cheese Whiz Streams on Twitch. I absolutely love the community that's there. It's a lot of fun. Cheese, the young man who streams, is incredibly positive and incredibly outgoing and will make you laugh. So if you need a good laugh, I highly recommend you go check that out. 92, monitor all new bills coming in through Congress. This is especially important right now. They are trying to defund Planned Parenthood. They are trying to defund the Affordable Care Act. Write to your Congress members. Call your Congress members. Tell them you do not want this to happen, especially with Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood just doesn't provide abortions. They really save a lot of women's lives with health care, pap smears, breast cancer examinations. There's more to Planned Parenthood than a lot of people want to realize. 93. Hug a friend who needs a hug. If you need a hug, hug. Ask for a hug. Give free hugs away. Just hug somebody. 94. Create a vision board based on what you want to see in your community. Now, a lot of people have personal vision boards. I do. Mine, I'm looking at it right now, has good health, get fit and stay fit. I want to be a Disney World annual pass holder. I'd like to be a panelist at FanX and Salt Lake Comic Con. I've got a picture of Golden Oak up, which is where I want my forever home to be in the Walt Disney World Resort. So make a vision board of what you want your community to look like and what you think justice should look like in your community. And put it up where you can see it every day and work towards those ideals. The next one, well, 95 goes to 94. Just work to make those visions real. Set aside 15 minutes a day to plan how you're going to do that. Number 96, support companies that support rights of LGBTQIA and other groups that are marginalized or oppressed. 97, creature and blogger podcast to discuss justice issues and your involvement. 98, laugh. That kind of goes with 91. Get out and laugh. You'll be consumed by the dread of the future. Go see a comedy show. Go see Jay Whitaker. Go see somebody. Just get out and laugh. 99, teach a community course to help others learn a new skill. If you can knit, teach other people to knit. If you can draw, teach other people to draw. Share your skills, get out there, and do something good with it. And the last one, just love each other. Just put your love out there. That's all we need to do for each other. There's a lot of hate out there in the world right now. We don't need that. We need love. So just spread the love. Be positive. Give somebody a hug. Tell somebody you appreciate them. Just let them know that you love them and that they have support. So that's it for this episode. You can follow Geeks for Justice on Facebook. Twitter, Instagram, and we now have a Tumblr feed as well. The Tumblr feed is mostly just links to the blogs, but I will be posting some other images on there as well. If you have any questions at any time, you can message me on the Geeks for Justice Facebook page, or you can email me at geeksforjustice@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and have a fantastic weekend.
Keep listening.